Welcome back to the Questions for My Pastor podcast. My name is James and I'm the pastor here at SAR Fellowship. We are an international church in the Kingdom of Bahrain. And it has been a minute since we've had a question like this to answer in 10 minutes or less. So this question popped up for me a couple of times in the last couple of weeks. And so it really prompted me to, let's get something down on tape, so to speak. So in the future, we've got a resource to point to when inevitably this question pops up again. And the question was centered on the difference between the teaching of Scripture and the preaching of the gospel. Is there a difference when we go to church on a Sunday or Friday? For us, our church assembles, gathers, meets on a Friday. When we're at church, when we're at the gathering, whatever day it is, what should we be getting? Teaching or preaching? Is there a difference? Are they complementary or do they contradict one another? So we'll get a timer going and we will try to answer this in 10 minutes or less. So first, it's really important to say loads of people have got loads of personal preferences and their own opinions about the gathered church, which is fine. We're all made in the image of God, but we're wired uniquely. We're differently gifted. We are given grace to enjoy certain things and do certain things as the Lord sees fit. So all that to say, aside from the essentials of what Scripture says your church should be doing, the manner in which you do it and the non-essential bits and bats, there is liberty and grace, different cultural contexts, and all that stuff will determine how church looks when we get together. One thing that routinely pops up, and it might be more so here in this international transient church where people have got different backgrounds and normals, so to speak, one thing that routinely pops up, regularly pops up, is how we receive God's word when the church assembles. Is it preached? Is it taught? Is there even a difference? And as we're making these kind of decisions and we're having these kind of discussions, we really should look to Scripture itself, which is the only authoritative guide for how to do church. So let's turn to Scripture now. And I, in answering this question a couple of weeks ago, I went to 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. Maybe that's already popped into your mind. They were written to a guy who was leading a church, about doing church in part. You know, Paul writes in 1 Timothy 3, "I hope to come to you soon, but I'm writing these instructions to you in case I am delayed, to let you know how people ought to conduct themselves in the household of God, because it is the church of the living God, the support and bulwark of the truth." And just as a quick sidebar, I think we should really get the word bulwark into regular daily conversation. And so as part of these instructions for how to do church, let's say, in two letters to Timothy, he is instructed five times to teach. That's in 1 Timothy 2:12, 4:11, 4:16, 6:2, and 2 Timothy 2:2. And the word that Paul chose to use, and part of our believing in the inerrancy and the infallibility of Scripture, according to the Chicago Statement of Biblical Inerrancy, is individual words have meanings, their grammar, their case, their all that kind of stuff matters. And Timothy is instructed to teach, and the word that Paul chose to use under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit means to teach or speak in a public assembly, to direct, to instruct. So five times in his two letters. Only once is Timothy instructed to preach, 2 Timothy 4:2, and that means to publish, to proclaim, to openly announce something. And so, in Paul's letters to Timothy at least, there is a preference for teaching and instruction over just announcing the good news when the church is gathered. And so we think, is this reflected in the wider New Testament? And when I looked this up, yes, preaching is spoken about 61 times, teaching 160 times. So what does this mean for our weekly worship services when we gather for church, let's say? It means that teaching really does have a place. It has a scriptural place of importance that by the frequency of the words used is more important than preaching. So to enter church and to expect to just hear the gospel message announced, isolated from any biblical instruction, is the same as going to a restaurant and ordering dessert without a main course. It means that when we gather, we should want to know and grow in our faith. And we do this first and foremost by being instructed in God's word. You can go to 1 Corinthians 14, verses 18 and 19, and Paul says, look, I would rather use as few words as possible to teach you and instruct you. And so our expectations when we gather as church should line up with Scripture, and that we receive God's word as those people who want to learn it. Teaching should not just be tolerated, but the teaching should be treasured. You can read about that at the beginning of Proverbs chapter 2. So to be preached at without being taught, some people are just going to love that. And maybe there are weeks when you go to church, you just want to hear the good news. You want to be reminded of how much you are loved, valued, forgiven, redeemed, and rescued from the consequence of your sin. However, most people, week by week, are going to need the why that teaching provides in addition to the what of the good news. You know, why does God love me? Why did Jesus need to die for me? Why is it important for me to live in a certain way now I've claimed Christ as Lord and Savior? And why does this text lead me to it? Why is the gospel good news for me? And so the two, teaching and preaching, are not in competition with one another. They're complementary to one another, and each is essential to the other. And I once read something about how preaching and teaching should go together each week as the church gathers. So our world needs to know just how far we have fallen and in what ways from our original purpose. That's the teaching of the text. But we also need to know that there is a Savior who has ascended higher than we ever can, and he wants to take us with him. And that's the preaching of the gospel message. So, what should we get at the gathering? Well, your pastor's primary job when the church gathers, according to Scripture — this is not my opinion, nobody cares what I think — according to Scripture, your pastor's primary job is to teach before he preaches. It is literally part of his job title. You can go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. You can look at the grammatical coherence of the phrase pastors and teachers. So when you gather at church, there are people among you who don't know why or even how we've fallen. They might not even know what that means. What do you mean we've fallen? Fallen from what? Fallen where? And so for those people, the why the gospel is good news, they can't articulate that. Why is the gospel good news to me? And Scripture, properly handled and taught, reveals that to us. To present the gospel aside from the teaching of Scripture is to answer a question that nobody's asked. And so if you gather at church every week and you know why the gospel is good news, then that is great. But remember, there will be people in your church family who are newer to the faith than you are. And there'll be people in your church family whose biblical literacy, their overall knowledge of the grand unified narrative that our Bibles are, that'll be catching up to yours for them. So please be patient with those people in your church family who might not yet know why. Pray for them as they receive God's word as instruction and insight that they just haven't had before. Or very simply, be patient with the teaching as you wait for the preaching. And if there are passages or whole books of the Bible that you lack understanding in, soak in that teaching of the text and then welcome the opportunity to know and grow in your faith. Very, very simply, take in the teaching and the preaching with equal enthusiasm. Where are we at? 8.5 minutes. So whatever posture you find yourself in as you receive the word each week at church, I really hope that above everything else, all of us are seeing with a progressing clarity and brilliance its divine author and the Savior that it points to. So hopefully, it's just under 9 minutes. I was just going to say hopefully in 10 minutes or less, but it's absolutely in 10 minutes or less. We've answered that question, the difference between teaching and preaching. What should we get at the gathering? If there are any other questions about the Bible, the Christian faith, church life that you want answered, I would love to hear from you. My details are in the episode description. But until next time, God bless.